That was quick. All right. So I was just getting settled in here. My name is Anita B, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And it's been 4 weeks since I've been here. And that right there was Partner. I really like those guys. So my friend, what's her name, of course? Oh, my God. I'm already sounding stupid. It's amazing. The light goes on, and then my brain just kind of stops. Like, anyways. Mar, my friend Mar from Toronto. She used to live in Vancouver. She was in the band, a band I was in. I was in a band that we used to play with all the time back in the day. And Mar actually used to work at CBC. And so Mar now lives in Toronto. Long story short, Mar is, I think she's managing that band Partner. That's who we heard. So she's been going on and on about the band Partner. And I always forget to listen to them, to check them out. And finally, I was like, oh, man, I got to listen to Partner. And I know they just played South by Southwest. I'm sure they did. I saw pictures of Mar down there with them. And they're amazing. So thank you, Mar, for that awesome recommendation. And that was Hot Knives. And the band is out of the Maritimes. I should know this. I feel like they're from Sackville, Nova Scotia, maybe. Let's double check. Yeah, they're from Nova Scotia someplace. They are just a two-piece, which is interesting. And let me read a little bit about what it says here. Partner, so they're a two-piece, and they say in their bio that they are lesbian baristas. That's the story on Partner. There you go. All right. My name is Anita B, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And it is a gray day. Of course it is. I was away for over 2 weeks. I was in Florida, and then I went back to my home area of Detroit, Windsor, and caught some baseball, actually in both places, which was great. Had a great time, had a grand old time. And come back, of course, and it's gray and gross and whatever. But and then, of course, my kid, my oldest one, says, Mama, it was like so beautiful here when you were gone. It was like summer days. And I'm just like, I don't want to hear it. So I don't know. But I'm bringing this up not just because I'm complaining, but because we are going to hear something from the band, the local band called Chains of Love, from their record Strange Gray Days. Yes. So we're going to hear the song Lately. That's what we have coming up next. Now, these guys have not been around for a while. What I'm trying to say is that this was released, this record, Strange Gray Days, back in 2012. And then they released like a couple of more things into 2014. And then that seems to be the end of it. They called it a day. So it's a shame. They were really good. I really like this band. Couple of female front people, if that makes sense. And we're going to hear the song Lately. This is from their 2012 release, Strange Gray Days. I'm here with you all until 8, and it feels good to be back. It really does. I feel kind of recharged. And I was off work for like, well, because I'm a high school teacher and everybody was off for just over 2.5 weeks, which is like amazing. And now I feel, going back to work just starting yesterday, I feel actually recharged. I feel okay. And I've been in a pretty good mood. So go figure. All right, let's listen to Chains of Love here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Boom, here we go.
Thank you. let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Thank you.
All right, that there is Lady Hawk, and I can't hear myself. Am I there? Maybe I can. Okay. Anyways, let me try this again. Let me turn this up. Headphones. Is that? Oh, much better. Okay. Anyways, that right there was from, I can't believe it. Already, it's been that long. So 2006. Are we really in 2018? So is that song really 12 years old? Because I remember when it was new. But anyways, yeah, Lady Hawk, local band. I'm not sure what they're doing as of late. I haven't heard that they've broken up. They're probably just kind of just chilling. They've been around, obviously, for a long time. Originally from Kelowna, four guys. And that record is from their first release. So that first release was self-titled. All right. And of course, The Dugout is, I chose that song on purpose because it is the very start of baseball season. So it's very exciting for many of us. And let me tell you, I went to see, well, I had tickets for two Tigers games when I was away, and both games were rained out. So the first game, so the opening game was set for Thursday, rained out. And then I saw the game on Friday. That was the rescheduled game in which we lost after 13 innings. It was pretty crazy. Technically, we kind of won, sort of, really. It was a nutty game. So basically, let's put it this way. At the very end of the game, we were down by like four runs. It was like 10 to 6. And I was like, there's no way. Oh, my goodness. People, like I'd say half the stadium at least had left. And then it was the bottom of the ninth. Yeah. And it was like a 4-run shot. Or no, was it? Well, we got 4 runs. I don't think it was a homer. I think it was a double or a triple. Whatever. So game tied. Extra innings. Like, yay. How exciting. Maybe that was the 8th inning. It doesn't matter. Point of my story is so now we were bonus ball. And then it was the 10th inning. That we then at the bottom of the 10th scored a run. So it was like a walk-off win. It was. It was Castellanos had slid into home. The ump called him safe. It was like, yay, we are done. And I kept looking at the scoreboard like, why hasn't that run gone on the scoreboard? And all of us are really quiet, kind of like, what's going on? And we noticed that the Tigers aren't really cheering. And so what had happened is that the Pirates, so Pittsburgh, had reviewed it. So they were like, okay, we're going to review it. And it took an excruciatingly long amount of time. So like 4 full minutes, it took that long because it goes to New York, which is where they actually, you know, look at it and then report back to the umps through their, you know, headphones and whatnot. And it took forever, at which point all of us were shocked when the ump, you know, gave the out signal. I was like, what? And it was like, well, okay. So we thought we'd won and he was called safe, but on review, no. So it continued and it went, well into the 13th inning, at which point, Pittsburgh won. Basically it was so cold. It was nuts. Anyways, you probably don't even care. I'm probably talking to nobody. Or the one person probably doesn't care about baseball, so I apologize. But that's the Tigers. And then I had tickets for the next game the next day. And then that was due to inclement weather. We are going to postpone it. So it was postponed to the next day where it was like a high of 41 degrees. And I was like, there is no way. I'm like, I can't do this. So my friend Brittany and I were like, we're not going to do this. But the good thing is if at least in the Tigers organization, and I'm assuming it's the same all over the MLB, if your game is postponed due to weather, you can exchange your ticket for any other ticket of the same value or less throughout the season. So I'll save my ticket for the summer. So anyways, there's that. So it's baseball season and I'm going to be myself playing my third full season. Kind of like actually my fourth season of playing hardball with the East Fan Baseball League. And it's exciting. And I hope I don't get injured. And I just probably jinx myself. But I want to get one of those helmets. Like I saw Miggy from the Tigers wearing one. And of course, Jacoby Jones. He got a fastball to the face, at which point he basically his whole face was like broken, like in the words of the Pixies, Frank Black, I got a broken face. Yeah, he had a seriously broken face. He almost like pretty much died. It was nuts. And since that point in time, and it's not uncommon to see this, you will see some guys wearing like their helmet. There's like a little addition that's like a little plastic piece that goes right in front of their face. And I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, I think I want one of those helmets, because I've been beaned pretty hard in the past. And honestly, like the older I get, the more panicky I get. And when you see it in the major leagues, it really panics me a bit. Yeah. Okay. Anyways, let's continue. All that talk about baseball just because I played Lady Hawk's The Dugout. Okay. Boom. Let's find out what we played before that, what we listened to. So before that, the band or the project used to be called Dirty Beaches, who I love, with the song, because the song was released under Dirty Beaches. It was called Lord Knows Best from the 2011 record Badlands. However, his name is Alex Zhang Hung Tai. He has since changed his moniker from Dirty Beaches to that, to his real name. So Alex Zhang Hung Tai. And he's then consequently changed everything in the past. So you can find, for example, that song, Lord Knows Best, like you can search it up as a video on YouTube and it comes up as Dirty Beaches. But if you go to his Bandcamp site, all the old Dirty Beaches have now been renamed to Alex Zhang Hung Tai. So if you know nothing about this guy, he's pretty interesting. He's a really cool dude. He's lived in many different places. He's actually a Canadian citizen, but an American resident. Okay, you with me so far? He was born in Canada, lives now in LA. He's Taiwanese though, so his family is Taiwanese. Since he moved to LA back whenever he did, I don't know, maybe within the past, it looks like the past sort of 7-ish years or so, he has actually lived off of some of his songs being in commercials, like television commercials, which is kind of interesting. What else can I tell you about him? He's toured a lot. I follow him on Twitter, and yeah, pretty awesome. But I love the name of the band, like what his old songs were under, which is Dirty Beaches. That's such a great name for a band. And that's kind of what initially drew me to him back when. I was like, oh, who's this band? What's this all about? And so coincidentally, I just happened to love it. And it's amazing on the flip side of that concept. There were so many bands whose names I hated and I refused, like, you know, being a DJ here for forever, basically, I'd see these, you know, CDs and 7-inches and whatever come into the station. I'd be like, it's the worst band name. I refuse to play them because it's a stupid band name. And you know, I'm way more open-minded now, but I can be closed-minded. For example, I really hated the band name Modest Mouse, like way back in the 90s. Like I was doing a show in Windsor. I was like, such a bad name. What a stupid band name. Turns out they're one of my favorite bands. Seriously, I love Modest Mouse. You can tease me. I know all you indier than thou people. But there you go. I'm now like just chatty Cathy. I'm just on a tangent here. Okay, let me try to stop talking. And let's just listen to some music. How does that sound? Okay, I am here until 8. And what do I have next for us? I've got some Needles and Pins. These guys are local. They have a newish record out, released on Mint. And I'm going to play us the song. I have not seen this video. I just realized there's a video out. I have to check it out. For Needles and Pins. It's called Miracle. I'm friends with them. So they're a three-piece. And I know Adam the most because we play baseball together. And he's a cool guy. And anyways, let's take a listen to this song. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Reggae music is tell the whole world, you know, telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually. We'll tell them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, yeah. Lovers rock, yeah. Dancehall reggae music on CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guide and Jah out. Bless out.
Your mind on the rhythm and a wine in a ace. Glad I'm up your inner room and don't place. Dance out.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All right. All right. Let me kill that. Okay. That right there was awesome. I really like that. That's brutal. No, sorry. Yeah, that was Brutal Poodle. I'm a little confused, as I always am. That was Brutal Poodle with his song Anna's Gone from their record Long Time No See. So Brutal Poodle is, hold on a second. Or was that Champion? What is wrong with me? Yeah, that was, sorry. Those bands remind me of each other. They actually do. And the Vancouver scene is so, so tight that, like, they just, everybody is in one band or another. Anyways, that is Brutal Poodle for sure with the song Anna's Gone from their record called Long Time No See. Now, let me tell you a little bit about those guys. They are a three-piece, and they are comprised of John Johnston, Carmen, and Dustin. All right, that's Brutal Poodle. Then, prior to that, we heard Champion Lawnmower. They're also a three-piece. This is why I'm confused. They're a three-piece as well, with of which one is a female. Okay, are you with me so far? And the female in Champion Lawnmower, and I really like that song, by the way. We heard the song, it's called You're the Best, from their release called Babies. Anyways, Champion Lawnmower is Luna. She was in the band Other Jesus. Her and two other guys. We don't really care about the other guys. I'm just joking. There we go. That's so Brutal Poodle, Champion Lawnmower. And then, of course, to kick that set off, we heard Needles and Pins with the song Miracle from their Mint Records release, Goodnight Tomorrow. Phew. All right. 7:17 it is. I am your host of this show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, Anita B. That's who I am. Now, I was going to tell you something. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, of course, my show, which is all Canadian music, that is has been the theme of my show for God knows how long. I've been doing this show forever. But recently, I've been straying. So the past sort of year or so, I've been like, you know, playing other countries' music whenever I want. But I have to say, today, I really, it looks like I might make it through all Canadian music. I don't know. I've been just pulling up a lot of killer, awesome bands. So potentially tonight's show may just really be all Canadian. So we'll see how long this can last. Okay. We have 42 more minutes left. Okay. So that was Brutal Poodle. Now, speaking of John Johnston from the band Brutal Poodle, he is also in two other bands that I quite like. One of the bands is Slow Learners. I adore Slow Learners. They're so good. And so we're going to hear something from those guys, and let's just take a look here. Hold on. Let's make sure I've got the song ready to go. Let's see one sec here, folks. Yeah, here we are. Okay. So another three-piece band with a one female. Well, I've got a thing going on here. I've got a theme. It's Slow Learners, who we're going to hear now. So, what is her name? I want to say Peggy, Polly. Oh, Jesus, tip of my tongue. She's a drummer. I forgot her name now. It starts with a P. Anyways, we're going to hear the song Habit. This is from their 2013 release, which is self-titled. They have one since then, but I really haven't played this song in forever. And it's actually one of my favorite Vancouver release songs ever. It's such a good song. I have made a habit of listening to Habit. I really have. And there we go. So I'm going to stop talking finally so you can listen to some music here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We'll be right back.
Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Yeah, yeah. Please voice
That's
this
the
one.
Wrong mic.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that right there is Sam Coffey and the Iron Lungs. Those guys are out of Toronto. And that was released last year, that record, which is self-titled. There you go. Sam Coffey and Iron Lungs out of Toronto. All right, before that, we heard something from Vancouver. This is a four-piece, all chickadee band from our lovely city itself. That's, well, obviously they would be because that's the name of their band, Vancouver. We heard this song from their Mint Records release, Canadian Tuxedo. It's called I Hope Your Money Keeps You Warm. And I'm friends with all of those lovely ladies, quite good friends, as a matter of fact. And I miss them. Two of them live on the island now. So that'd be Becca and, oh God, how can I forget her name? Anyways, Becca and the keyboard player. I'm not going to spend like the next 8 minutes going, what's her name again? Marissa is her sister. Why did I forget her name? Because the light is on and that's when my brain stops working. Anyways, and Eden and Cece, the other two. So Eden's lead singer, Vin Cougar. She's still here in New West. The band, though, is defunct. I don't think they've officially broken up, but they're just no longer doing anything. And Cece, the drummer, of course, she lives in Toronto. And she's a good friend. I love her. And I hope she's doing well. Anyways, that's Vin Cougar. Okay, so let's move on to the band before that, which was Slow Learners, with the song Habit from their self-titled record of, oh my goodness, like I want to say almost 5 years ago. So 2013. There you go. Shocking. It is 7:33 and let's find out what's going on in the weather. Let's see. So as I mentioned today, it was like overcast and raining, of course. And so that's that. Currently it is 7 and light rain here in Vancouver, 7 degrees Celsius, in case you just happen to be some crazy American who's listening to my show, because it is like podcast, or you could listen live on CITR.ca. I mean, really, now that I think about it, does anybody even listen to the radio dial anymore? I mean, really, it's pretty crazy when you think about it. So go to CITR.ca if you're not already. And if you want to listen to any old shows of any of us DJs, you can do that. Just find our podcasts. Everything is there permanently, which is kind of crazy when you think about it. So anyways, there you go. So Celsius, Fahrenheit, So tomorrow the high is 10 degrees Celsius with rain. And then Friday we've got light rain and 12. And Saturday you've got just back to rain. And 11. And then once we hit Sunday, hey, light rain and 11. And then it looks like Monday, there's like a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 12. So for the next 1, 2, 3, 4 days, it looks like we won't be seeing the sun. So I don't know. There you go. Now you know that. Okay. Let's listen to some more music out of our, I was going to say fair city, but our rainy city. Let's go to Woolworm. These guys are good. I really like them. And we're going to hear something from a record of theirs that was released almost 3 years ago. It's called Everything Seems Obvious. And this one was released on, I believe it's Hockey Dad Records. It is Hockey Dad Records. And it's a 4-song release. And the song Useless is a great song. I adore it. So I hope you like it as much as I do. And keep tuned in to CITR. After my show comes McConan. He's a super rad dude. His show, I think it's an hour, and it runs so from 8 until 9, and it is called Mix Cassette. And my show, in case you're also curious, is only every second week. So I will not be here a week from today, but I will be here the week after. Does that make sense? Yes. Good. Okay. Let's listen to some Woolworm. And you're listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And my name's Anita B, in case you weren't sure. And this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
You were there. Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now.
4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life.
90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for?
Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy.
Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
You know, no. But I can't express. Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
All right, you are listening, of course, to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and my show is coming to a close. And I've had a really fun night tonight, folks, all two of you, or all none of you. You know, the vacant space out there, who knows? Anyways, let's find out what we listened to. Let's take a look. Okay, that was Hot Hot Heat. They're from Victoria back in the day. It's been a while. I don't know. That song's like probably 15 years old or something. They were on Sub Pop Records. They were. Did you know that? Anyways, that song, Bandages, I really quite like. It's from their record, Make Up the Breakdown. I know my old band actually played a house party with Hot Hot Heat. No joke. Back in the day. Yeah. Anywho, before that, we heard something from a band that's making quite a splash on the Vancouver scene as of late. That would be Sore Points. We heard Algomania from their 7-inch entitled Don't Want To. And those guys are a 3-piece, and these are the guys that everybody knows. They've been on the scene forever. All right. I think I told you we heard Willworm in there. Anyways, the time is 7:48, and I did it. Kind of almost played all Canadian music all the way to the end, because that's really, you know, the intent of my show. But I'm going to leave us with one of my favorite songs ever, because I was going on about Modest Mouse earlier about how I was dissuaded for the longest time. I was turned off of listening to Modest Mouse because I thought the band name was so stupid back in the 90s. I was like, oh, I hate the band name so much that I refuse to listen to them. Anyways, that's how close-minded I can be. I was. Anyways, they turn out to be one of my favorite bands. And we're going to hear, as I have a very quick orgasm, Trucker's Atlas. This song gets me every time. This is the song that I have spent countless hours back in the day, not that long ago, I guess, 3-4 years ago, playing drums to. And I actually perfected it. It's a very difficult drum beat, let me tell you. It's not easy. And I was taking drum lessons at the time. And my drum teacher and he's one of the best drummers ever. But he was like, oh, okay, this is a little tricky. But he managed to actually figure it out and then teach it back to me. And I got it. It's a long song. So we're going to leave with Trucker's Atlas from the 1997 record, The Lonesome Crowded West. And the drummer on this record is my hero. His name is Jeremiah Green. He's from Washington State, and as are the other two guys. Oh, this is interesting. He was born in Oahu, Hawaii. Look at that. But was raised in Moxie, Washington, which is just outside of Yakima, because you all know where that is. Let me tell you, folks, if you've never been to Eastern Washington, which is what I did a year ago, I went on a solo road trip. It is a bizarre place. It's a very weird, semi-arid, almost desert. When I say almost desert, it appears to be a full-on desert. It's very weird. Eastern Washington, Eastern Oregon. Now it, apparently it has a little bit too much rain to be technically considered a proper desert. But it's like tumbleweed and just nothing. So why am I going on about that? I don't know. Well, because they're from there. Modest Mouse in general, from the state at least. Anyways, let's listen to Trucker's Atlas here on CITR 101.9. And I will say that I will see you all in 2 more weeks. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And McConan is up next with his show, Mix Cassette. All right, look at that. Let me turn that off. Boom. All right, let's try this again. Here you go. Modest Mouse. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I do. Listen to that beat.
I sold my Atlas by the freight stairs. I do like. Thank you.